The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast. Meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. So today's topic, a focused mind is a happy mind. Now, there was a study done over 10 years ago which proved this. However, the study was actually called A Wandering Mind is an Unhappy Mind. And unlike other animals, we humans spend a lot of time thinking about what isn't going on around us. We contemplate events that happened in the past, those that may happen in the future, and those that may never happen at all. And this type of thinking creates disharmony. There's a lack of presence, there's a lack of peace, and it's a huge energy drainer. Meditation is one of the best things that we can do for our focus and concentration. It's the act of being less distracted. Not only can meditation help you stay on a task longer, but it's been proven to help you switch between tasks less frequently and to enjoy your tasks more. So if you find that you're quite scattered and you are oftentimes trying to do a lot of things at once, that's a clear sign to slow down and connect back to the present. So here on the podcast, we've been talking a lot about energy recently and how energy is essential to happiness, to living a joyful life. Now, energy is attention. Where our attention goes, energy goes. When you put your attention on the present moment, specifically on your body, on your breath, on your thoughts, back to your current lived experience, without judgment, energy floods your way. When we put our attention on worries, right, anxious future thoughts, or rehashing the past, it's like a black hole for our energy. It's very draining. It's very depleting. So this is what mindfulness meditation is all about. We're bringing our attention and focusing it on the present moment. What we're focusing on specifically may shift. Sometimes it's the body, sometimes it's your breath, sometimes it's thoughts, sounds, passing emotions. You can even rest your attention on awareness itself. But the point is that we're focusing our attention in a non-judgmental way. And by doing this, we create space between ourselves and our thoughts, ourselves and our emotions. And that's so freeing. Right in that space, the truth arises, which is that we are not our thoughts. We are not our emotions. We have these, and we can observe them. And with that space comes a sense of peace. And the opposite of that, sorry, we'll get to the meditation in a moment, but the opposite of that is your ego. The ego is the version of self that is strongly identified by your thoughts. It personalizes everything. The ego is the version of you that feels stuck inside your own head and you can't get out. There's little to no perspective. Many people think that the ego is what makes people feel like, I am the best, I'm always right, me, me, me. But the ego is also what makes people think, I'm the worst. Why am I here? Your ego is actually what prevents you from meditating. It's your ego that creates the excuses because it wants to rule. It wants all of your attention. It does not want you to sit still. And God forbid it has to sit with the uncomfortable. So it resists being in the present. Meditation is really a practice of just stripping back the ego. So we'll do another episode on the ego sometime soon, but bottom line, the ego is what creates most, if not all, of our suffering. And meditation is a practice of dissolving that, of opening ourselves up to a more clear, honest reality. So we'll do a 5-minute meditation this morning, super accessible, just to focus the mind, to ground the attention on what's happening, without needing to make sense of it, without needing to judge it, fix it, control it, or even change it. So let's settle in. I recommend that you find a comfortable seat or lie down. And right now, feel yourself settling into the practice. Settling into the moment. And you may enjoy closing down the eyes. And we'll only be here for a few minutes. If you notice strong resistance, if you find yourself wanting to end the practice early, see if you can just identify that as the ego and just come back to the breath. But for now, let's just take a deep breath in and a full breath out. Another deep breath in and a full breath out. Start to feel the weight of your body. Tune in to how the body feels. Just check in with yourself. Noticing the sensations in the body. And noticing any particularly strong emotions that might be present. Just notice and let each moment unfold without the need to control it. There's nothing to fix here. There's nothing to change here. Just notice. Now bring your attention to the sensation of the breath. Coming in, going out, rising, and falling. Taking a few moments to get comfortable with the rhythm of the breath. The breath may be deep. That's okay. The breath may be shallow. That's also okay. Let the breath just be. Continue to get comfortable with the rhythm of the breath. The body and the mind are just starting to settle. Now intentionally rest your attention on the breath. Ground it there like an anchor. Your mind will wander, and that's okay. Simply catch the wandering mind and redirect it to the breath. There will be sounds that distract you, thoughts or images that grasp for your attention. That's normal. Simply redirect your attention to the breath. Where do you sense the breath coming in and going out? Really nice. Now feel once again where your body is making contact with the support beneath you. Exaggerate that connection, really heavy your body into that support. Let's start to take a deeper breath in, full breath in, and a full breath out. And having another check-in with yourself, noticing how you feel after a few minutes of focusing the mind. It could have been super challenging. That's okay. Maybe it was a nice little break. Doesn't matter. But before you go and take on the rest of your day, let's use these last few moments to set an intention for the rest of your day. You might ask yourself, how would I like to feel as I go throughout the rest of my day? Creating an I am statement from that. I am calm. I am confident. I trust. And let's seal that intention in with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.